Last week we looked at David's mighty men, and continuing in that vein, I want to look today at the men of Issachar, who the Bible says understood the times and knew what must be done. You can read about them in 1 Chronicles chapter 12. These characteristics are not physical as much as emotional and mental. The men of Issachar were noted not for their prowess as fighters, but because they understood the times. Every army needs to know and understand the battle in which it's engaged. Jesus also talked about understanding when he talked to the religious people in Matthew's Gospel. He criticizes the Pharisees for not being able to understand the signs of the times, that they were able to understand the weather signs, but not the signs of the times. What are the signs of our times? Ask many people why they don't go to church, and they will say that the church is irrelevant to daily life, that the church no longer understands the times. Sadly, many churches in this country are more suited to a lifestyle that was lived 50 years ago than today. I know some churches even that insist on using a translation of the Bible that was written at the time of Shakespeare, and it sounds like it too. The King James Version is actually still a very good translation, but it's not easy to read because of its language and style. Many millions of people in our nation rarely, if ever, go to church, and they are profoundly ignorant of the Bible and the message it carries. The Bible is simultaneously the most purchased and least read book in history. We live in a society where we simply cannot assume people have any knowledge of it at all. Watch any TV quiz program, and rarely are people able to answer what I would consider to be even basic children's questions about the Bible. However, this isn't just an issue that Christians have to get to grips with. It's about how people live and communicate with one another. In our modern multicultural society, far too many people make sweeping judgments about those who have a different take on life. And this is true of those who criticise Christians as much as it is vice versa. Few, if any, people make any effort to learn the culture of those around them. Do you and I care enough about the lost to make an effort to learn the language and the culture of the people who are living in our communities today, to learn to understand how they think and how they communicate so that we can present the gospel to them in a way that they really can understand it? If we can do that, at least if they do reject the gospel, it's the gospel they're rejecting and not something else. That's our challenge for this week. Next week, I'm going to pick up on this second quality that the men of Issachar displayed, the ability to know what must be done.